Well, a doggone thing run through. Now I'm starting it back again for the other half of the tape. This might work on your machine, and I hope it does. Missed a little bit, first part on account of the lead and so forth. But on each one from here on in, I'll just give the Korea testing words and start like that until, so you have enough lead there to go on. This is a very small machine, and it's good, all right, very compact. It's only about one-third the size of ours. So I'll be interested to know just how this thing works out. But I was saying, I don't think your sulfur candles will do any good for your mouse. You better set traps or hit them with a darn broom or something. I don't know what else to say right now, so I'm going to quit temporarily and do a little thinking. Well, it's still the 20th, this Saturday afternoon. Get along on answering your letters. Must have done all right on that birthday business. Glad you got that cablegram. As I told you, that's a very economical and convenient way of sending messages. It may be a good idea for you next time you're in town there to go to the Western Union and ask them about these armed forces messages and how they work. For 60 cents, why, you can say an awful lot by just picking a couple numbers. Not that they'll take the place of a letter or something like that, but in case you want to send word over here much faster, why, that's one way to do it. My houseboy just fixed up the approach here to my tent, getting ready for the rainy season. We put in a steel culvert to take away the water. They say it rains over here pretty heavy during the rainy season. Of course, it's probably tied in with the monsoon season in the far east. I can't understand that house being a price as the new one, that is, being standing empty and not being completed for so doggone long. They should have had that done a long time ago. They'll probably come out on Cripps Drive the way it looked when I was, or before I left, rather. I know you should go on in the doggone place unless you know them. I wouldn't stick my nose in the doggone thing. Wouldn't even know I was that much interested. Of course, we're not, unless it boosts the value of our lot there on Newcomb's Drive, which might do. There's nothing doing this evening after supper. I think I'll sneak over and take one of these hot showers. That's the number one thing over here in this part of Korea. The showers are mighty nice. The water is just warm enough, and there's a lot of it's just river water, but it's warm, and it gets some of this doggone dust off you. These roads over here are awful, awful dusty, and unless they're wet, and then they get muddy. There's no such thing up in this section of Korea, at least, as a macadam road or a brick road or even a cobblestone road. They're just dirt road. Right now we're hauling river rock up in front of our building here, between our building and the office building and our little tent. We're hauling river rock up here, and we're putting that down. We'll drive on that for a week or so, and then we want to get the crusher up here, a little rock crusher, and put some crushed rock on the thing, and I think we'll have almost a number one road. It's hard to make a decent road over here where we are, because We're right up in the hills. If you look at that map, you'll see. North Korea is just all hills. It's hills and then a little wee valley, then hills and another valley. Now, getting on to the letter here, I don't know, I sort of agree with you that Neoma better pay a little bit more attention to her mother than her sister, because she'll probably have her sister much longer. You probably hear the buzzing going by. That's a helicopter coming over. We have a lot of pads around here. In fact, I have one tree to get out of the road, and then we'll have a helicopter landing right here at alongside our office and right next door to my tent. I haven't been up in a helicopter yet, but since we have these medical helicopters over here, I intend to take a ride and look around. I want to go up to clear up to the DMZ. We can't go by it according to all current rules and regulations of the armistice and so forth, but I want to go up that far. And now, I don't quite get in your letter here what you mean when you say the one officer didn't do bad at PJ when it came to the furniture and silver service. Well, I can understand that. I've just got a doggone good notion or good idea who has that junk. It generally works that way, and I think you've seen it before. They're not all run as honest as we run the club there at Camp Pickett. Had a sale and everybody bought and paid for their doggone stuff, and then they divvied up the money. It don't work that way anymore. It's the last man with the most rank generally takes everything. I guess you have my letter by this time where I tell you that Warrant Officer Poteet is over here. Damn it, there goes another one of those helicopters. I'm very much surprised, and I saw him, had a nice chat with him, had him in the tent, took him down to supper in the field grade officer's mess. It was very good to talk to him. He told me a little bit about the winding up there at PJ and about his family and so on and so forth, and also said that his wife was expecting again, which anybody would suspect that knows them. He's still as fat as ever, but if he's got to walk to three meals a day from his office and his tent to the mess hall and back, he's going to lose some of that weight, I can assure you. I don't know what else to say right now any more than I hope the, like I said in the letters, that the luck of the Irish has fallen me. It's the way it looks. If you look in the papers and read the papers, you probably know as much about it as we do, but it looks like the United States is folding this thing out, which I actually believe is a good thing. We should probably keep a military government say an advisory team over here, but that's about all they need now with the armistice. I don't think the North Koreans are going to start anything because they know they can't finish it. So all we need to do is let these people go ahead and farm their little country, which is about all they can do. They are farmers, the people here in South Korea. They've got farms. They don't look like much this time of year, but they tell me that in the spring of the year and so forth, that this is a good farming country and the flowers are beautiful and so forth on, and I'll just have to wait and see. Now I'm going to sign this reel off. I probably rambled on too doggone much and didn't say anything, but unless you make a little agenda and study out, just what you're going to say. It's rather difficult. If you try it, I would get a very, very small reel like this one and practice on it. And if you send it over here, then I'll be able to play it back, I think, as long as this current holds out. Well, as always, I'll close sending all my love and kisses. And this is your Bill over in Korea, 20 March, 19. 19-